As you may have guessed, the theme for our summer camp program this year was All Things New, with the encouragement to look what God is doing.
Now, we don't have time this morning to read all the scriptures that were woven into a week of camp. We will only focus on a few.
You have already heard the first in our call to worship, words from the prophet Isaiah. This promise of God formed the theme for the day campers arrived, a new thing.
Imagine being a camper. You come with your parents, but soon they will leave, which is either exciting or frightening, or perhaps both.
After registration comes the wagon ride to your cabin and the choosing of your bunk.
You may know some of the other campers, or you may not.
You may have been here before and know what to expect, or you may not.
The promise through it all is, God wants to do a new thing with me this week. How will I respond?
Every day has a theme and scriptures to go with it.
Do campers remember these?
Maybe, or maybe not.
However, let's quickly list them.
Please note that the curriculum was written for 7 days. Since we only had 6 days of camp in a typical week, we had to be creative, adapting as we went.
The theme for the second day was New Creation, based upon the first chapter of Genesis and a portion of Psalm 104.
The important point for this day was that creation is past, present, and future, and we are part of it.
Since the creation story is pretty familiar, this was the day that was often omitted or merged with the other days around it.
Day three brought the scripture we will focus upon later in this morning's worship, especially the Bible reading from the prophet Jeremiah.
This day's theme was new shape, with the encouragement that God is always working with me. I need to be open to God shaping me like the clay in the potter's hands.
New expressions was day four's theme, based upon readings from the book of Exodus and the Gospel of Luke. In it, we learn that God gave me gifts to be creative. God gives me rest to be recreated.
This was followed in day five by the theme of new understanding. God calls me to know God more and more and take the next steps of faith and disciplineship. New understanding results in new behavior. A story from the book of Acts was the focus.
Common to every day is the word new.
A new thing.
A new creation.
A new shape.
With new expressions.
And new understandings.
For all this to happen, we have the gift of new life in Christ. That was the theme for day six, as the campers started moving toward re-entering life back home.
Based upon readings from Paul's letters to the Ephesians in the book of Acts, comes a decision based upon a promise.
I'm going to live more fully for and with God. God will constantly be renewing me. I can always grow up more and more in Christ.
This leads to the final day's theme as the campers leave the shelter of a six-day home in the woods.
New community.
Grounded in some words from Paul's letter to the Philippians, we exit knowing that God isn't finished with us. God is with us wherever we go.
That was a summary for the curriculum for the summer.
It was lived out in a variety of ways since every week was different.
We want to move now toward a time of personal sharing.
While we sing the next song, anyone who was at camp is invited to come forward if they aren't already. And whether you were on staff like us or a camper or a volunteer counselor or whatever else, if you were there this summer in some other capacity,
come on down.